Yeah. Hi. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we've got You Big Dummy. You Big Dummy is where we read all real news stories with dumb people doing dumb stuff, and then we vote on the dummiest with help from Fred Sanford. we have Straight Out of Context and Nick D Show Spies coming up, and then Fly Jams Friday. We'll kick off your weekend with a funky beat. So I got to squeeze in some movies this weekend. But for you guys to know, on Monday morning, Colin and Eric are both out of town. Colin is doing like a crazy road trip, driving around all over the place like a nut. And he's documenting it all. I was looking at a bunch of posts on his Facebook page. I believe tonight he's in Austin this morning. So he's just driving around, and then they're both going to meet up in Vegas. And I just feel terrified for Colin. I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, I just think Colin's going to wake up in prison. That's the only thing that I can. Hookers all over the place and blow. That's the only.
Say, is he prone to getting in trouble?
No, Eric goes to Vegas all the time. He's a nut. You know, Eric once lost his nest egg. I'm kidding.
Uh-huh.
Esmeralda finally saw Lost in America and was not as overwhelmed by it as I have been.
Yes. I mean, it was funny.
Oh, my God.
But I wasn't like, oh, my God.
Yeah, my brain blew out of my head the first time I saw that movie. I'm just I'm a sick Albert Brooks fan. Like, it's ridiculous. I just posted like 900 Albert Brooks clips on my Facebook page a little bit earlier. Because it's his birthday today. So I think you should celebrate Albert Brooks' birthday today and this weekend by watching all 7 of his films, which are now streaming on Netflix. Vic, have you ever seen an Albert Brooks movie?
Oh, yeah. He's hilarious.
Hey, you've seen, okay, so the movies that he wrote and directed. And I mean, he's been in other movies, you know, like Broadcast News, and obviously he's the voice, one of the voices in Finding Dory, and he's been in a ton of stuff. But the movies that he wrote, directed, and appeared in, his first movie was called Real Life. Which was with Charles Grodin, and it was a takeoff of the. It was a reality show takeoff before reality shows existed, actually. And it's an amazing. The second movie was Modern Romance. Third movie was Lost in America, which I think is his best film. Fourth movie, Defending Your Life, which is his most popular movie, which was the movie I believe that made the most money. Fifth movie was Mother, which is good, not great. Sixth movie was The Muse, which is good, not great. And the seventh movie is the great return to form called Looking for Comedy in the Muslim World. And that was the last movie he made, which I want to say was 8 years ago, maybe 9, 10 years ago, maybe. So anyway, his movies are out there. So,
I watched some of those. I'm sorry, Esmeralda.
No,
I watched some of those Lost in America clips, though, that you posted.
Yeah.
And I think it looks hilarious. I'm definitely going to watch
it. I mean, I just think it's I really think it's one of the greatest comedies ever made. And I think it's a masterpiece.
I think it was funny. I'm just not.
It's and
as it, like it, about
you
it.
Know here's one of the and I think one of the reasons why it hit the people who really really love it maybe were around in 1985 to see what was happening like in the world and that the people that Albert Brooks and Julie Haggerty play were like the typical versions of what success was in the mid 80s. And that to me, it's a statement about what were the values of the 80s. And you know, like who was your typical hero of the 80s? And it's this couple. And then like how the idealism of the 60s, because they, you know, like the movie that spoke to Albert Brooks in that film is Easy Rider. So this movie where these people who are of the age who grew up in the 60s and probably believed everything from Easy Rider. And then when they try to take those ideals from the 60s and live them in the 80s, they fail miserably and very quickly. Like they didn't, they go to one place, they go to Vegas and it's all gone. So any kind of idyllic 60s sort of mentality or ideals that they had, bunch of crap in the 80s, does not work in the 80s. And that's what I think the movie at its core is about, which is one of the reasons I love it so much. But anyway, hey, listen, Esmeralda, remember we were talking about getting 6 packs of brine?
Yes.
And they were way overpriced?
Yes.
And you were talking about pickle juice?
Yes.
I have some uses for pickle juice here, Esmeralda. Are you ready?
Please let me know.
I know, because I know that you enjoy.
I have two jars right now.
You do. All right. Well, this will help you out. Salad and other dressings. You can use any recipe for homemade salad dressing that calls for vinegar can be made extra tasty by substituting that with pickle juice. You can substitute pickle juice in most recipes, even in, and you should have known this last week, gazpacho.
Oh. I actually bought special, well, I didn't buy special, but it was, I bought vinegar.
Yeah.
For the soup.
Well, the next time you make the gazpacho.
Well, darn.
You can use, you already got the jars of pickle juice in there. You can pickle vegetables. When the pickles are gone, fill it with fresh vegetables like carrots, peppers, broccoli, beets, cauliflower, or onions. Put the jar back in the refrigerator. In a day or two, you will have tasty, raw, pickled vegetables.
Well, I have some carrots.
It's a good idea, right?
I'll be putting in some pickle juice when I get home.
How about a marinade? If you're going to smoke meats or marinate some food, pour some pickle juice in there, too. It'll tenderize it better, and it'll give it a little zing. Fish. Many people add lemon juice to fish while they're cooking it or at the table. Substitute pickle juice. It adds a new and different flavor, and it's good. How about this? I like this one a lot, Esmeralda. Do you bake? You do bake, don't you?
Yeah.
How about this? Making bread. Make your own tasty rye bread for sandwiches using dill pickle juice for flavor. It's the key ingredient for a slightly tangy edge to a loaf.
That is... I've never, ever, ever heard that.
I think that would be cool, right?
Yes.
That would taste good, yeah. How about popsicles? Frozen pickles on a stick were quite popular in some areas, and then sometimes they have snow cones that are topped with frozen pickle juice. You can have a pickle-sickle.
See, that sounds like a cure for a late night.
Yeah, you mean like a hangover thing.
Yes, like a popsicle.
A popsicle of pickle juice.
Yes.
A pickle-sickle. How about pickle soup? There's a recipe for pickle soup that uses both pickles and pickle juice on top of potatoes, carrots, and onions, a little sour cream, and extra dill.
I don't know about that. I mean, I like pickles, but...
I'd eat that.
I don't know about a soup.
Substitute it for a sports drink. Pickle juice in water also contains a substitute for sports drinks because it contains plenty of sodium and electrolytes and less sugar than sports drinks, and there's evidence that it can help with muscle cramps. And there was a pitcher on the Dodgers who used pickle juice and spicy mustard as a way to get over his cramps. All right, how about this? Cleaning copper. Oh, that's nice. Go from all these foods, and then suddenly it's like, use the same thing to clean copper. if your copper pots are tarnished, see the bottom of the pot of the pan and soak it in pickle juice for 15 minutes.
Huh.
And then as a fruit fly trap.
Oh, actually, I got some fruit flies right now.
Oh, do you? Well, because of those damn tomatoes you brought home, right?
Worst.
It says some people use apple cider vinegar to easily trap the critters hanging around their gardens, but if you have any, pickle juice works in the same way. Use a small container of pickle juice and just a drop of liquid dishwashing detergent in it. The vinegary brine attracts the flies, and the soap makes it difficult for them to escape.
Wow.
Give that a try.
I hope the guy, that cheap guy who reused his fly paper, is listening.
The guy who peeled the flies off of the fly paper.
I don't know if it'll work on, like, big old flies.
No, but you're... No, oh, yeah. Yeah,
really?
That's another... I don't know, but no,
why
no, Dan, it
flies?
Might not be applicable to that guy. But she's got fruit flies because...
Fruit flies are different.
Because of those damn tomatoes. Well, you know, you and I have both bartended, Esmeralda.
Yeah, you leave out any sort of sweet,
very familiar.
Sticky or something, the fruit flies just show up.
Very familiar with fruit flies if you work at a bar, especially a bar that isn't especially clean. So, all right. Well, there you go. I hope that was helpful for you, Esmeralda.
I'm going to use up this jar in the morning.
There you go. All right. I'm glad I could help. Where did that come from, Dan? I want to give proper credit where credit is properly due.
Where our usual source.
Mental floss. Yes. Mental floss, everybody. And have we posted that on our Facebook page?
I will now.
Okay. The whole article, by the way, will be posted on our Facebook page, Esmeralda, if you want to read the whole thing.
Yeah. They're so smart over there at
they
Mental
are.
Floss.
I love Mental Floss. I love them.